here, the Eile Shmoitz. What's going on over here? Bnei Gershon, we're up over here. Vayikach Aron.
Okay.
I'm lost here. We're going to write past Vnei Tzokach V'Nefeg V'Zachri. Amram, where we learned yesterday. Vnei Kahas, yeah, we did the years. Okay, we're up to Vnei Merari. Here we have to. We have to over here a Kahas. So yes, they learned over here. They were, who are the children? The Bnei Merari. We're up now to Bnei Gershon. We have Bnei Levi. Okay, Levi has, let's look at Pasuk 16. Pasuk 16 says we have over here Bnei Levi. Who are the Bnei Levi? Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. Three people. Got so quiet now over here, I see. Okay. Three people. I already put everyone to sleep. Bnei Levi, we have Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. Then we have Bnei Gershon. And then we have Bnei Kahas. And now we have a Bnei Merari. Okay, so we have over here all these people, Kahas, and Merari, and there's no Rashi. Now we have Amram. Amram took, Vayikach Amram, who's Amram? Amram is Bnei Merari. Okay, going all the way back to, let's get this straight over here.
Amram's the son of Kahas.
Where's Amram?
Pasuk Yud Ches.
Yud Ches. So Bnei Kahas. Oh, okay, excellent. So Kahas is the middle one. He's the middle brother. Levi has what? How many children does Levi have? Bnei Eile Shmoitz Bnei Levi is Gershon. 1, 2, 3. Three children. Gershon Kahas Merari. Gershon we did. Kahas is Amram Yitzar V'Chevron. Now we go to Merari's Machli Mushi, two children. Now we're going to the middle child. The middle child is Kahas. He has Amram, his Bechor is Amram. The second one is Yitzar and Chevre. So what about Amram? Vayikach Amram es Yocheved. He took Yocheved, doid also his aunt. How are you allowed to marry an aunt? How is a person allowed to marry an aunt? You're not allowed to marry an aunt. Before I forget, everybody said tomorrow.
Is it an aunt both from the father's side and the mother's side?
I believe so. I think Midrash said the aunt, yes, either or. Yes, I believe so. The Minatoira person may not marry an aunt, either his father's sister or his mother's sister. Yes, correct. So it's his real aunt, a blood aunt, either from the mother or the sister he married his aunt. Now, who in reference to Amram, which aunt was he? Yocheved doido solol isha. Who was Yocheved? Who was her? Yocheved was born. Was the father? It was Levi's daughter. So that means this was his father's sister. Okay, his father. The so here means his father's sister. Loyal Isha. Not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to marry. Not allowed to marry an aunt. Okay, before Matan Torah. Before I forget.
His sister. His sister. No.
Yes, it was Amram's sister. It was Levi's. Wait a minute. I'm all mixed up now.
It's Levi's daughter.
Amram is the son of Kahas. Kahas has a sister by the name of Yocheved. It's not mentioned in this pasuk. No, is that correct? I think that's correct. Kahas was not Levi's daughter. Kahas was. Yocheved was Kahas's daughter, I believe. I believe that Yocheved was the daughter of Kahas.
No, of Levi. Of Levi.
Levi, yeah.
Look at Pasuk Rashi.
This is
Rashi says the sister of his father.
So Amram's father is Kahas. Achas, Yocheved doidosai. Achos, there's a missing of vav here. It's missing of other Achos Avuhi, the brother of his father, Bas Levi, the daughter of Levi, Achos, the sister of Kahas.
It's not Achos, it's Achas, Rabbi Avuhi. Means a sister of his father. The sister of his father.
Achas, the sister. Okay, Achas, the sister of his father. Amram's father was Kahas. Right?
Right.
And Kahas had a sister, and right. His sister was Yocheved. Now, right. Kahas himself is the child of Levi. You are correct. So therefore, Levi had a child. He had, so how many children did Levi have? To go back to Levi. Ele Roshe Vesa Vesam, B'nei Ruvim B'chor Yisrael Chanoich, B'nei Shimon, V'ele Shvos B'nei Levi L'sol Dorsam. Gershon, Kehos U'merari. We're missing a child. There's a missing child here. Who's the missing child? Who's the missing child? Yocheved. Yocheved was also a child of Levi. So the truth is, Levi had four children, at least four children that we know of. Gershon, Kehos, U'merari, and Yocheved. When was Yocheved born? Yocheved was born, I think, the fourth. She was born last. She was born Bein Achoymais, between the walls. Now, Kehos, the second child, had Amram. Amram married his father's sister, the invisible sister over here, which is Yocheved, who was born as they entered into the walls of Egypt. Now, interesting, Egypt has walls. Does Egypt have walls? I'm not aware of anywhere that it says that Egypt has walls. So how do you learn Shadad Rashi? Mr. Rapport, you're really into it. How do you learn Shadad Rashi? Rashi in Parashat Vayechi, it says when it lists all of the children, the number is...
They only had walls at the border. You had to go through to get your passport stamp. So you had to go through the walls.
That Beit HaChoymos, it means there was a customs section with their walls, could very well be. Yeah. Normally, ordinarily, when we think about walls, we think about a city that is surrounded on all four sides, 360 degrees with walls, a circle, a square. And it says in Rashi, no one asked this question, it says in Rashi that the Yocheved was born Beit HaChoymos. What are you talking about? What walls? Since when did we ever learn any Zecher that Egypt had walls? It's the impression you get when you read that Rashi is Egypt was surrounded by walls. I don't know what you're talking about. What walls? Okay, either sort of Meir saying is correct. It wasn't listening to your walls. It means that when you come to the border, they put up some walls in that section where people traveled. That's what it means. Is all right. Or maybe there's something that we don't know. Any event, Levi had four children. Four children. Who are they? Sorry? You talking to me? Levi had four children. And Levi's fourth child was Yocheved. And Levi had a son, Kehos. Right? And Kehos had a son. Levi had a son, Kehos. Okay, and we have over here a child that came from Kehos was Amram. Amram married his aunt Yocheved. You're not allowed to do that in the Torah. But this is before modern Torah was permitted. What did they produce? They gave forth Aaron, the Esmosha, period. What about Miriam? Where's Miriam? How come in these psukim are we leaving out Miriam and we're leaving out Yocheved? We're only listing the males.
Okay, the leaders of Klal Yisrael. This is the whole shot of bringing down the Yichus here. Is to identify who were the yichus of the leaders of Klal Yisrael, Aaron and Moshe. Miriam's not a leader. There's no shaychus to.
Well, what about Machli and Mushi? These are not leaders. Machli and Mushi. We're going through the whole yichus.
The Ramban says that the reason they didn't put Levi first, for example, is because they didn't want to show that he's the Bechor. Rashi explains why. No, Rashi said they couldn't.
Learned yesterday. We discussed yesterday the vertical yichus and the horizontal yichus. Everyone here is enlisted, but the only ones that are not being listed are the Noshim. Yocheved is not listed as being a child of Levi, and Miriam is not listed as being a child of Amram. Isn't that mysterious?
Oh, no, it's not.
Why not?
Because it had to give us where Moshe and Aaron come from to show. Rav Hirsch says he wanted to show Dafka that they were human beings. They were not like Oysa Ish that came from Immaculate Conception.
Okay, so we're going to the Yichus. Why are we leaving out the pivotal women in the list?
Yocheved is here.
So who is Yocheved? Yocheved is the daughter of Levi. So let's go up to Psukim, to Levi. Where's Levi?
She was already identified in Perek Beis. It says,
here, Pasuk 16. We're starting the Yichus all over again. Right, here we go. Pasuk 14. We want to go list the Rashi with them yesterday. We want to go Mimiachis Moshe Rabbeinu. So we want to go do a vertical yichus and a horizontal. Here we go. Reuven is the Bechor Yishol Chanecha V'lechash V'chami. Okay, Reuven is done.
Reuven is done. Rebbe, all you're seeing is for the first two Shvatim, Reuven and Shimon, they don't go into these lengthy details. This one, this one took that one. All they give you is minor. Oh, this is son of the.
I know.
Comes to Levi. We got what you call the vertical yichus coming into play. The first two shvatim here are exactly horizontally, or vertical, but a limited vertical. When you get to Levi, the Torah spends how many pesukim here? Korach and this one, and Yocheved took this one, and Aaron took this one, and Elozer took this one, and so. Why? Why are we suddenly going?
I agree with you. Everything you said, I'm asking one simple question. I agree with everything you're saying is 100% correct. I just to me, learning this together, is there are two women in Klal Yisrael that played a major, major role of leadership of the Jewish people, and they are Yocheved and Miriam. And here we're listing all of these people, vertical, horizontal, whatever you want to say, to get to Moshe Rabbeinu for all the reasons that you mentioned. And in the list, it wouldn't harm us one bit if you would clarify who is Yocheved and who is Miriam. When we go list Kohosis, we list Levi's children, who is Levi? The Ele, Apostle 16, Shemos Bnei Levi, Lisaldoisan, there's Gershon, there's Kohos, and there's Merari. Oh, you forgot someone. Who did you forget? You forgot Yocheved. Why doesn't she deserve to be listed? Because she's a female? Okay, maybe. Again, we then come down to Amram. So what did Amram have? Amram had three children. Vayikach Amram, es Yocheved, es Lolisha, v'atel lo, es Aharon, v'es Moshe. Excuse me, there's another child he had. Her name was Miriam. She, in fact, is responsible for the very fact that there was a Klal Yisrael to begin with. What happened to her?
I'll ask you a stronger kasha. You go back to Perek Beis. Who did he take? Yocheved, right? Why doesn't the Torah mention her there by name?
That's a separate story. That doesn't.
Even why isn't her name mentioned there? The Yichus.
You're right. That's Parsha Shemos. That's all the Drush. We're not giving Yichus to anyone. They were just talking about a story that Moshe was born. And there the Pasuk doesn't tell us who the father is, who the mother is. And there's all the beautiful Mari Chazal, why these names are mentioned. They're not being miyachis anyone there. They were telling you a story, the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're downplaying his parents. We're focusing on Moshe Rabbeinu's birth. I got no problem with that. I'm over here. We're going now over here. Rashi we learned yesterday is telling us. We're now going to learn about Moshe Rabbeinu. We want to be miyachis. So it's not fair just to go and tell us who his father was, v'chulu. We want to go from the very beginning. There's a Reuven, there's a Shimon, and there is a Levi. And we're going to go in order. Reuven, in order to come all the way down to Moshe, to trace Moshe vertically and horizontally. And in the process, someone has to marry someone in order they can have children. And the Torah goes out of its way to tell us who they married. He married Yocheved. And also we know as a fact that Miriam was the one that was responsible for Moshe Rabbeinu's existence. It's just interesting that in this pasuk here, the Torah doesn't acknowledge the females. That's
Rashi,
it.
Rashi gives us the insight, what the whole purpose of listening to Yichus was.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, okay, but it's still there in pasuk Yudalet.
Okay, go back to pasuk Yudalet.
Rashi says, Beferish, what was the whole purpose of the Yichus? All of a sudden, Hashem is talking to Moshe and Aaron, and all of a sudden we interrupt with a Yichus. Oh, and then we're going to continue on with the story of the conversation between Hashem and Moshe and Aaron. What was the whole purpose of this whole Yichus? Who needs it? Rashi says, Beferish, because of Moshe and Aaron, Miriam and Yocheved are minor players at best, in this whole Yichus.
So you give me the answer. So what? you're giving the answer. You just said the answer. You said your words are she's a minor figure.
Right.
Right. So let me ask you, who is I don't know anything, but who would you say is more minor? Who's more minor? Yemuel, Yamin, the Ohad, the Yochan, the Tzoycha, the Shoben Akananis?
No,
but or Miriam. Who's more minor?
Well, I'm quoting the Rashi. I'm quoting Rashi.
Here it is on the screen.
This is in Rashi, the Rashi El Paro Melech Mitzrayim. And Rashi says, Beferish, I'm reading it. Seda Yachas, after listing the names of the tribes of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Ella Mitai, but since the Torah mentions Moshe and Aaron, Ifsuka Indian interrupted it. Meaning it's before Dafka for Moshe and Aaron. That's all we want to get out of it. In fact, you look at the next Rashi.
Okay, I accept that, but let me ask you a question. We're going to be Miyaches Moshe and Aaron. So I'll tell you how to be Miyaches. Yaakov had a Reuven, Shimon, and a Levi. Levi had a son, Kohos. Kohos had a son, Amram. And Amram had Moshe and Aaron. I just saved you 50 words.
Right.
I gave you I was Miyaches Moshe the Aaron, both vertically and horizontally. We did it horizontally, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Levi, there's a Levi, there's a Kohos, there's an Amram, and there's a Moshe the Aaron. Mission accomplished. I have just fulfilled exactly the Rashi that you mentioned and the Rashi in Pasuk Yudal. But the Torah is not satisfied. That's not enough. We want to fill in all the missing gaps. Leave out no one. Leave out, tell me, all of the children of Reuven, all the children of Shimon, all the children of Levi. We want to hear it all. If you want to hear it all, why are you leaving out Yocheved and Miriam?
Because they, first of all, in the Shevet Levi, the main reason we're bringing the whole Shevet Levi, except to identify the Yichus, Amram, and Yocheved, who is mentioned, Yocheved
she's
is
not mentioned. Why do you say she's mentioned? She's not mentioned. Look at the
book.
No, she's mentioned. She's we married.
She's the mother. She's the mother. She identified in Pasuk Chav.
That's not, that's a side point. When the Pasuk gives you, okay, we have to go back. We can't spend on this. When it says over here, Pasuk 16. She's, listen, Pasuk 16. What does it say here? The Eile Shmois B'nei Levi L'sol L'doysan Gershon U'kehas U'mirari. Mr. Rappaport, where is Levi? Where is Yocheved? Where is Yocheved? Where? Where is she? This is where she belongs.
I don't want to belabor the point. I don't want to belabor it. I assume.
All right, let's go right. I appreciate what you're trying to bring up. It's interesting that she is omitted in the obvious place. And we talk about Moshe of Yaron. Who came before Aaron and Moshe? Miriam. All right, next. Uvnei Yitzhar Koyrach. Okay, Pasik, is there any Rashi on this? You talk with the Rashi. Targum, what did Targum over here say? Targum on this Pasik says, Mesivam Yos Yocheved Achas Avuhi. Yocheved married Dodo So. Now notice, this is a very interesting Targum. Dodo So. What does it say by Dodo So? This is a very important Rashi. The brother of her father. That's not what Dodo So means. Dodo So means his aunt. And an aunt can be the aunt of a mother or the aunt of a father. The Targum's job ordinarily is to give you a very raw translation, more often than not. Over here, he broke the rules. Over here, he didn't just say that she's an aunt. The way he translated the word aunt is achas avuhi, the brother of her father. In the Torah, in Parshas, I think it's Kedoshim, where it talks about all of the arayos, when it talks about an aunt, the word doidoso is used in reference to your mother's sister, not just your father's sister. So this is an imprecise translation to say that doidoso is achas avuhi. What he's doing is he's giving commentary. That's not common. That's not what the Targum ordinarily does. Targum ordinarily is into translation of the words. He does provide commentary. And here it's a very important point. I vaguely remember once upon a time learning this principle. This is a shocking thing to say now. I don't know if it's true or not. It sticks out in my mind that stam doidosoi, stam is the precise translation, is your father's sister. And the only time you say that it refers to your mother's sister, that is where from the context it cannot be your father's sister. Then it's like a borrowed expression. It's poetry. We take a word that ordinarily means this and we borrow it and we use it in reference to something else because we don't have any other word to use to describe that other that our discussion. But stam, if the word appears in its purest form, the word means a doidosoi, a doid, an ant, is your father's sister or your father's brother. All of Lahavi Ra'aya, you are, have to bring support. You have to prove that it means otherwise, but the default is the father's sister and the father's brother. And the proof to that is, look at this Targum. Targum is translating Dodoso is Achas Avuhi. He's adding this word that does not appear in the Pasuk. You know why? Because that's really what Stam Dodoso means. Okay, Leila Intu. He said this by a wedding. Leila Intu was a wife. And what happened? Vatele Lo. Vilidasle. It was born to him. Yos Adam, Yos Maisho, Shnei Chai Amra, Me'o. 137 years. Okay. Now let's go further. B'nei Yitzhak, Korach V'nefeg. Okay. Korach V'nefeg. Now we're going down the other children. Okay, there is Amram, Yitzhar. Who were the children? There was Amram. Who were the children? Amram, Yitzhar, Cheron, Uziel. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 children to Kohas. Who were the children? There was Yitzhar, Korach, Vonevig, Vizachri. Ne Uziel was Mishael, Yeltsafon, Visisri. Okay, so we've gone through. Who are we missing? What about Chevron? Where's Chevron? What happened to him? Mr. Rapport, where did Chevron go? What happened to Chevron? How come Chevron over here is not mentioned? Nate Uziel, that's it. There's no Chevron. I never realized this. We call upon Mr. Rapport to answer the mystery.
Rabbi, the word Dadascha, he brings it a footnote, and there's a pasuk in Parashas Achrei Mois, where there it clearly is the wife of your father's brother. It's a pasuk, Eres Achicha Avicha Loi Segala, El Ishta Loi Sikra.
That's how he said that, in context. I said, if from the context of the pasuk, then you have no choice. But right. Stam, and I think there's an afternoon, you know, it could be even a Gemara, something, and it's fascinating that the Targum over here, he touches the word Doidosai, he didn't need to do that. Because we can figure that out from the story, from Bereshis. So he's doing al derech pshat. This is the meaning of the word. Okay, but I'm asking another question, Mr. Rapport. What happened to Chevron? What happened to this fellow? Over here we have Kohos. We have Kohos. Kohos had Amram, number one. Number two is Yitzhar. Number three is Chevron. Number four is Uziel. So Amram had Moshe V'Aaron. Yitzhar, he had Korach V'Nechav V'Zichri. And Uziel, number four, he had Mishael El Tzvon V'Sisri. What about Chevron? Who are the children of Chevron? That's my question to you, Mr. Rappaport. You have an answer. Putting you on the spot. I don't know. Chevron over here is missing in action. What happened to his children? He didn't have children. I'm sure there's a chazal that tells what happened to Chevron's children. Maybe not. Maybe I don't know. It doesn't say. All right, let's now go further. Vayikach Aharon. Who did Aaron marry? We skip Moshe. Who did Aaron marry? Es Elisheva. Bas Aminadov. Elisheva. The daughter of Aminadov, who is the achos of Nachshon, the sister of Nachshon, Lo Liisha. Okay, who exactly was Elisheva? Who was Aminadav? Who was Nachshon? Where was Nachshon from? Which Shevet? Okay, it wasn't over
Yehuda.
Here.
Yehuda.
Oh, so we didn't even get to that. So we're going over here to Yehuda. We're over here, Aaron, we only listed so far Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. We made it down all the way to Moshe V'Aaron. And now we're telling you who Aaron married. This is the first time in this list of people that we are referencing a person that we have not yet been misyachis. Because when it came to Amram, when he took Yocheved, Yocheved was already, so to speak, alluded to. Once we mentioned Levi, we know from Chumash Bereishis, Parshas Vayechi, that Levi also had a daughter by the name of Yocheved. And we've already gone to the Yichus of Reuven. So we've passed down that line. We've passed down, now, even though the Pasuk did not mention her, some mysterious reason, but we're not going back there. We're not going back. We're done with that. We've got, been there, done that. We've already passed through Reuven. We're not going back there. Okay, now is the first time when we're mentioning a person that we have not had the chance to be miyaches. And in fact, we're not going to do it. Once we get to Moshe of Yaron, we're done. We can quit. Call it quits. We're finished. And here we're referencing a person that's not yet been discussed, which I think there's something very deep about this. From Shevet Yehuda. They were brother and sister.
I could ask you a
kasha,
Rebbe.
Yes.
Why don't they list the marriage of Moshe?
Oh, that... another excellent question. Another, he had Gershon, Elazar, Gershon, and Eliezer. Eliezer first, and Gershon. We have those two people. Why are they not listed? I don't know. We omitted Moshe's children. All right. I really don't know. Let's see over here. What is over here in the Targum? First time over here says Achos Nachshain. In the Sivar and Yos Elisheva Basam Nidov Achos Eid Nachshain. Leila into Vididas Le Yos Nidov Yosavu Yos Elazov Yosi Sivar. Four children. Four children. Okay. What does the Rashi on this pasuk say? Achos Nachshain. Yikan Lamdu Hanoisa Isha Tzach Livdek Be'acheha. From here we learn a principle. Why does it say Achos Nachshain? When you marry a woman, check out her brothers. Why? Roiv banim are going to be like the wife's brother. Roiv, the Gemara says roiv, not all, the majority. And you get a taste. You get a taste of what the family is like. Does this apply b'sman hazeh? Does this apply b'sman hazeh? Let's say you have someone reads a shidduch and you see there's a brother, and the brother is not someone that you want your children to be like. Whatever reason, you see someone, and again, the wife, the person that you're considering marrying, this woman, she has brothers, and you really do not imagine in your mind having a goal to have children to follow in the ways of your wife's brothers. Is this an equal that a person today, la halacha, should take into consideration and not proceed with the shidduch? I don't think so. I can't tell you an answer. I don't know an answer to this question. I would imagine today that the answer is definitely not. Definitely not. Today, it's how could it be? How could you go and ignore Chazal? What does it mean, do a bedika? Well, you take a candle and a flashlight, and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokim Melech Olam Asher Kedoshav Mitzvayis Al-Bir Chametz. What does this mean, lived like? Okay, so this is subject to a lot of interpretation. What this means exactly. Lived like B'Achecha. I think what it means is, it doesn't mean that you should, if you don't like, you don't get along with that. You don't like, it doesn't mean, it means something different. It means, I don't even know what it means. It doesn't mean what the average person would think it means. It means there's something very, very fundamentally wrong. Then, it doesn't mean the person shouldn't do the shidduch. It just means, if you're on the border, it may be a consideration. But it doesn't just stop mean, oh, let's say, for example, Rahman al-Itzlan, the brother is not religious. It doesn't mean that. Chas v'shalom, it doesn't mean that. Because due to circumstances, that's not what it means. There are different interpretations. You have to look into the mafarshim, what it means exactly. So it's a very dangerous chazal. Now, every principle of Yadus in Rashi selected all of the major yisoides, and this gemara is something which has to be understood correctly and should not be used in a bad way to do something that would otherwise be a very big bracha for a person to marry a girl who he would have a very good and happy life and have very good children and be very successful. Just because the brother is not what you had in mind, it doesn't mean anything. And that chazal has to be properly understood in its context with very, very, very delicately. Let's go further. Now we come to Korach. Korach. Uvnei Korach. Okay, so here we have, this is the famous Korach, the Barvusta Korach. Okay, so let's remember he's Yitzar. It's very important to chap. We're going over here. Yitzhak, look, because Rashi later in Chumash comes back. This, by the way, we're talking. Rashi in Chumash later comes back to this Korach. This is a very important Korach here. Remember, we have Amram. We had Kohos. Go back to Kohos. Uvnei Kohos. Kohos was Levi's second child. Levi's second child had Amram, from whom came Moshe the Aaron, and then came Yitzhar. From Yitzhar came Kohos. Now let's go to Parashas Korach. What was Korach's complaint? Korach's complaint was that if Amram got for himself Moshe, who became the Melech, then I'm the next one in line. Kahuna should come from me. Aaron is.
I thought his original complaint.
Yeah.
Was he recognized Amram took Kahuna and Malchus, but he right. wanted the prince, the Nasi, for.
That was Yehuda.
No. He wanted Nasi of Shevet Levi, and yeah. he skipped over from Yitzhar all the way to Uziel. Hebron was out of the picture, and he didn't understand that. Why the Nasi of Levi was given to whoever it was from Uziel, I forget who it was in Parshas Korach, and it was skipped over. He said, I'm next in line. I understand. Right. Oh, you want the top two jobs? CEO, CFO.
Right, exactly. It's not fair, exactly. Because in the order, there is Amram. He's number two. Then it's Hebron, then it's Uziel. He deserves to have something, certainly before Uziel comes. Exactly. So here we have in the pasuk over here, the second child is Yitzhar, Uvnei Yitzhar's Kerach, Vonefeg Vizichri. Uvnei Uziel, Mishael, that was the Nasi, right? That was, Elitzafon. Who was the Nasi? Elitzafon.
Well, let me ask you, Rabbi, why does it only list Kerach? As he's a grandson of Kohos, right? He's yeah. Kohos, and then Yitzhar, and then Kerach. He's the only one that you see listed in Pasuk of Dallas. You see, no. You, go back to your question before. Why no Yocheved? Why no Miriam? Why the children of Uziel? There was he had a child because he was the one that got the Nesu. Why aren't any of the other children of the sons of or the grandchildren, another or the sons of grandchildren of Kohos listed? The only grandchild that the Torah lists is Korach here. What happened? My eye.
I don't know. You're right. Vnei Korach. You're right. I really don't know. I don't know the answer.
I apologize. I'm not challenging you.
No. You're right. No, they do a power. Chas v'shalom. I enjoy this very much. It's much better this way than had talking in silence. This is very enjoyable. Please. I don't know the answer. Uvnei Korach, Asir, V'Elkanah, V'Avi Yosef. We just go down with him. Eile Mishpachos HaKorachi. All right, let's go. What does it say over the Targum? Targum just gives names. Fine, let's go to the next pasuk. Elazar ben Aaron. Elazar ben Aaron. Now we're going back to Elazar. Now we're going backwards. So Aaron, he took for himself Elishev son of Achis Nachshon, and he had Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, V'es Isamar. These four children. So now we're going to Elazar ben Aaron. Elazar ben Aaron. We're being very selective in the Yichus. The laws of an Aaron, Lokach Lebibnois Putiel. Who is that? Putiel is Yisro. We'll come to that. Lo Li Isha. Vat Hela Lo is Pinchas. Now, I got into a lot of trouble with this name Pinchas. Someone asked me to proofread almost like a Matseva. You know, it was not Mamish Matseva. And Pinchas was spelled without a Yud. And Pinchas is taka spelled in Parshas Pinchas. No, there it is spelled with a yud. I think in the Torah, sometimes it has a yud, sometimes it does not have a yud. And I missed it. I missed the fact that Pinchas most of the time has a yud. And I got clobbered very recently. I got clobbered for missing that little yud there in the name Pinchas. The correct way you pronounce the name is Pinchas. Ben Elazar is a yud there in the word Pinchas. This pasuk is a yud. The Elazar ben Aaron lech levinos v'nei lalisha v'nei Pinchas. Ela Rosh Avos halim v'nei shvachos amizah the Rosh Avos halvim for their families. Notice he does not make any changes. No explanation who is Putiel. This is the end. We now finished Roshe Avoy Salim Mishchaisan. These are the heads. So Mr. Rapport, maybe over here the word the Roshe, maybe that's the key word. And we're only listing people that were the Roshe. Every single person mentioned in these names, obviously this is selective Yichus. It's very, very selective who we picked out, who we traced. It seems from a very simple reading of the Psukim that each one of these people served in a leadership role. What exactly did they do? I have no idea. Doesn't tell us what exactly each one of the people listed in all these names did, but they were leaders. And the other ones that were not listed, they were very great people, but they did not receive a leadership role in the Shevet of Levi. Let's look at Rashi.
Rabbi Levine, I'm sorry. So we're saying Putiel was Yisro.
Yes.
So that means Elazar was also Moshe's brother-in-law.
Elazar was Moshe's brother-in-law. No, so look at Rashi.
Elazar and Aaron, law kachloim, Mibnois.
Look at Rashi. Rashi doesn't say it was Mamish's daughters. It says Mizera Yisroi, Shapitem Agolim Lavodazara, Pitem, Mizera Yosef, Shapitpet the Yitzroi. So Rashi makes it very complicated over here, which means the Gemara Tzadik says that it wasn't Yisro's daughter, it wasn't his brother-in-law, it was his granddaughter, or maybe even his great-granddaughter. Yisro had seven daughters, we know.
Right.
And Moshe married a daughter, married and even the oldest daughter. Elazar Aaron's son, did not marry one of Yisro's daughters. That's not what it's. That would have made him as a brother-in-law. That would be correct.
Right. That's what I said.
No, but he did not. He married him. He did not marry a daughter. He married.
How could that be when Pinchas? They later criticized. They were making fun of Pinchas that his mother came from that Yichus, and they didn't give him credit for coming from the side of Aaron. So what Ezra just said is correct. Right there, wasn't that the whole criticism of Pinchas?
No, look at this guy,
his mother fattened, it came from...
It doesn't mean
a child of Yisro, it means a grandchild. How could you be both from Yosef and from Yisro if you're the daughter of Yisro? Yisro didn't marry Yosef's children. It means Yisro had a daughter. And that daughter married someone else, someone married a member of the family of Yosef, and they had a child. And that daughter, that child was from one side, from the mother's, from one side was from Shevet Yosef, and from the other side was from Yisro. That means that they were not brother-in-laws. Moshe was one generation up. It was like an uncle to the child, an uncle. It says, see, look at what it says, Mevnos Putiel. The word Putiel means two things. It means two things. Number one, it means to fatten. Mizera Yisro Shepitem Agolim Lavo de Zara. Number two, Umizera Yosef Shepitpet the Yitzro. Pitpet the Yitzro means he fought. Okay, for lack of a more complex word, it means that he had a battle with his Yetzahara. His Yetzahara, he struggled. He struggled with the Yetzahara. The Yetzer Hara was the meaning that he'd be nichshol in the Aveira of HS Potiphar, and Yosef was able to overcome that Yetzer Hara. So therefore, this child, the one that Elazar ben Aaron married, was a daughter, a woman, who was from one side of her family, one of her parents, let's assume, was a daughter of Yisro, and her father was a grandson of Yosef. Yosef had Ephraim and Menashe. Obviously, Ephraim and Menashe married someone and they had children. So one of their children, either Ephraim and Menashe, either one of their children married Yisro's daughter. And the union produced a child who was married to Aaron, Elazar.
What's wrong if you just say that he married one of Yisro's daughters?
Because then where do you have Yosef? Who was Yisro married to? Yisro was not married to Yosef's children. Doesn't say Yisro. That anymore.
What is Yisro? What Yisro married to Yosef?
He wasn't, exactly. Rashi, look at the Rashi. Do you see the Rashi on your screen?
Yeah.
So the Rashi on the screen says, what does it mean the word Putiel? It means two things. It means the daughter of Yisro, who fattened calves, and also Mizera Yosef, Shepitpeit B'Yitzroi. Pitpeit B'Yitzro struggled with his Yetzirah. So this, which means, take the second if of Rashi, Elazar married one of Yosef's granddaughters. As far as we know, Yosef only had two children, Ephraim and Menashe. Mm-hmm. Ephraim and Menashe must have had children. So, and it says over here, he took a daughter, that's Putiel. You're going to only translate the word Putiel to mean from the children of Yosef, who is Yosef is called the Mefat in the Yitzro. A man doesn't marry a man. A man marries a woman. So that has to mean that Elazar married the daughter of Ephraim or Menashe. But what do you mean? But Elazar and Aaron, he married the daughter of Yisro, because Yisro is also the Putiel. How could it possibly be one word which means Yosef and it means Yisro? Very simple. Yisro had a daughter, and Yosef and Ephraim and Menashe, one of them had a daughter, and a son, had a son, and or maybe there's another generation, and they got married, and they had a daughter, and this daughter married Elazar and Aaron. So therefore, it cannot be that Elazar was Moshe Rabbeinu's brother-in-law, because Moshe married Yisro's daughter, and Elazar and Aaron neither married Yisro's either granddaughter or maybe even a great-granddaughter. So therefore, they're not brother-in-laws. Elazar is married to a person who's one generation further down than Moshe. Moshe married Yisro's daughter, and Elazar and Aaron married Yisro's granddaughter. Granddaughter, me either, and then who else was also a granddaughter of Yosef? Was it from a son? How did all this work? I don't know. It doesn't say who's the father, who's the mother, but it's a combination of these two families. Okay, let's see over here. Right, we did over here the Targum. Okay, it's already later. And it's the time when we say, we're saying the time over here. Okay, it doesn't say, it just says the basics. Okay. Who are in the Moshe? Okay, that's right. Next part. Okay, time up is up. Rabbi Yisai, unfortunately, tomorrow I cannot be here. I will not be here tomorrow. Tomorrow, Mayor's not going to be here either. I know.
Oh,
I have inside information. Are you going to be your mayor? You're going to be here?
My day.
You can't chicken out. Oh, you're afraid of the wedding? COVID?
No, I'm going.
Going, so we have tomorrow I have inside information that Mayor Appeldorf is going to be a kibbutz. They're going to call him up Amoid Haraf HaGoin, and Mayor is going to say Al Tikre Goin Ella Goon
Halevi Hakayan. They're going to call me Hakayan.
No, we'll do. I'll have to broadcast the kibbutz live. Everyone's getting the kibbutz. The Shir will be watching Mayor sign his name. Like the President of the United States. And Mayor, you can auction off the pen.
I'll take one pen. I'll take 10 pens.
You can make a killing, Mayor. You can auction them off the pens. All right, so tomorrow I'll send a text. Either there'll be no Shir, or I'll ask Rabbi Mayeski if he is available. And if he's not available, then we'll see. There probably will not be a Shir. So I will send everyone a text. If anyone does not get the text, just call me. Mr. Apple, you get the WhatsApp?
No, but I have a bar mitzvah tomorrow night, so I won't be here.
Okay, Ezra, you going to be available tomorrow? You want to share tomorrow? You want to?
Yeah, just for me, if I'm the only one on, I know it's not good back.
Laser's going to be there. Don't worry. Laser's there.
Okay.
And the glasses will be there.
Okay, good. So let me just make sure that he's available. And
Rabbi Nyman from Florida will be there.
No, he doesn't come, Rabbi Nyman. What are you talking about?
You have him online now. YM.
YM? Where's YM? I don't see a YM.
He was there before.
Oh, he was? All right. Maybe it was a mistake.
Still there. He's still there.
I don't have a YM. You have a YM? I have
MF. That's not.
No, my, that's Norman Forrest. That's from
Toronto.
That's from Montreal.
Norman Forrest. ZNF.
Okay, I'll send out a text tomorrow. Okay, everybody, site. Thank
good
you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night. Thank you very much.
Good night. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Good night, Norman.
Good night.